afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. There are still unanswered questions about a proposed data center on the campus of Fisk University. Hundreds, including community organizer Poet Williams, turned out Monday for a town hall.
I came out because a lot of the things that I know about data centers are bad, right? So there's some education that do need to happen. So I've been thinking of sitting there and I was like, well, maybe the shirts should say no bad data centers, right?
WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris was also there. She described the tensions on This Is Nashville as Fisk president Eugenia Clark fielded questions.
Well, what was the mood in the room?
I would say the mood was people were eager for information. There were people there who had on no data centers and they were definitely against it. But there were a lot of people who were applauding Dr. Clark when she was talking about the positive benefits of what it can bring to the university. So I think people really were just there to find out information, but they weren't allowed to ask questions directly. They made people write their questions on a card. So I didn't get to like hear the emotion when people were asking questions, which I was looking forward to. But I would say people went there really just wanting to know. And I think a lot of people want to be supportive. They just want more information about what's going on.
A public hearing about data centers is scheduled for July 7th. A Tennessee state senator will take part in a federal meeting about a controversial peptide drugs. The unproven chemicals are part of a wellness trend among athletes and influencers and have been praised by U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But peptides have drawn warnings from the FDA, which has found them risky. Research has not found evidence that they can build muscle, heal, or help people look younger. Unlike past considerations, the upcoming meeting will feature peptide proponents. Those include East Tennessee Senator and pharmacist Bobby Harshbarger. His mother is a member of Congress who has also called for fewer FDA restrictions.